Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guests today are from the Rockwell City Fire Department. They're also part of the committee for the Hometown Heroes Ride, which part of their route this year happens to go right through the northern part of Green County later on this month. So thank you very much, you two, for being on. We have Mike Roller and Todd Richardson joining us here today. And so, Mike, if you wouldn't mind, first of all, just giving us a little bit of a history, background information about your Hometown Heroes Memorial Ride.
Back in 2013, we lost a police officer in the line of duty by the name of Jamie Bunning. That was in September of 2013. And then over the winter, we planned on memorializing Jamie in some way. So we planned it throughout the winter, and the first year it was called the Jamie Bunning Memorial Run. The Thursday before the run, we lost a fireman by the name of Nick Hildreth in a tragic accident. So the next year, we all got together and we renamed it the Hometown Heroes Run. That was honoring Nick and Jamie both the second and third year. Well, unfortunately, everybody knows we've had a little bit of rough luck in Rockwell City here. Last year, we actually added Justin Martin to it. Justin was an Urbandale police officer who lost his life in the line of duty also. He was a Rockwell City native. So year 4 and 5 will be honoring all three of the men.
Todd, if you wouldn't mind telling us a little bit about how you got involved with this event and just tell us how it's grown over the years.
I became involved because just didn't want this to kind of wither on the vine, so to speak. We wanted this to stand the test of time to honor these three men from small town Iowa that gave so much of their time, so much of their effort to their communities. The Hometown Heroes Ride's grown way beyond what we thought it would. It's become a year-round event. We have meetings year-round, once a month. Then as it gets closer to the event, which will be June 16th of this year, then we have them twice a month. It takes up a lot of time, but it's so worth it. It's so much fun.
Now, Mike, tell us a little bit about this year's route, because every single year it's a different route. It's not the same route every year.
Yeah, Coltrane. We try to go different places. We try to come up with a region, like southeast of Rockwell City or northwest or whatever. And it's always funny because it seems like when the run's over, we always get together and say, okay, what direction are we going to go next year? But this year, we're kind of going, I guess you'd call it, west and south a little bit from Rockwell. We're going to start in Rockwell City, and then from Rockwell City, we're going to go over to Sac City. From Sac City, we'll ride down to Breda, and Breda will be the lunch stop. And then from Breda, we're going to go down to Templeton, and Templeton over to Guthrie Center, from Guthrie up to Sherdan, and then back to Rockwell City will be the route this year. We stop at fire stations. We're a little bit different than a typical ride. We don't do, a lot of them will stop at clubs, bars, whatever. We choose not to do that. But each stop will be at the fire station in the respective cities, except for Breda this year, which will be going to Toyne Fire Apparatus in Breda this year.
And tell us, an extra special treat, too, is that you're having this group called Tour de Force being involved in your event this year.
Right, right. Tour de Force is a group that was started by Robert DePaulis of the NYPD after 9/11. He wanted to ride his bike to honor his fallen comrades on the NYPD after 9/11. And the next year, he had 7 of his friends join with him, and it's just grown exponentially from there to now it's nationwide. And what they do is they ride their bikes to honor fallen police officers. They'll be coming to Rockwell City having a presentation for the Justin Martin family, Randy Martin and his wife. I believe they're going to ride their bikes over to Sac City and then back from Sac to Rockwell City, which is about 60 miles, I suppose.
To add on to the Tour de Force thing too, Coltrane, is they encourage people to ride with them. I know they said 3 or 4 years ago, whatever it was, they rode from Webster City to Rockwell City in honor of Jamie. So like Todd said, they're doing it this year in honor of Justin, but they encourage people to ride with them. Anybody's free to show up at the fire station, and if you don't want to do the whole run and you want to ride your bike, you're sure more than welcome to ride with Tour de Force over to SAC. So
talking a lot about your ride part, but the festivities don't stop after the run is over with. You've got a lot of stuff coming up later on in the day.
We go down to the fairgrounds in Rockwell City, which is just about a block north of the fire station. They have a really, really nice 4-H building there that's all air conditioned there. We have a supper, and then we'll have a live auction, and then a silent basket auctions there. So the firemen and the committee put the supper on. We have a local auctioneer that comes from the Chardin area that's going to be our auctioneer again this year. You're free to bid on stuff. The basket auction, they usually shut down right before the live auction.
Okay. Gone over a lot of information here. The thing we haven't gone over yet is the pertinent information of when your event will be, when it'll take place, and the registration pricing and all that fun stuff.
Sure. Well, the date is June 16th. We start out at the Rockwell City Fire Department. That's where the registration is. Tour de Force is going to be there to do their presentation. And then we're going to try to get out of town 10:45, 11 o'clock. It's kind of what we shoot for.
Okay.
Another thing that we do is we've done it since the first is we all leave as a group. Not a lot of people do that. You know, you kind of come in, register, and then you take off. But that's one thing we do is we all leave as a group. It'll grab you. You know, it usually does. The registration's, it's $25. With that registration, you get a punch card for a drawing at the end for a half a hog, and you also get a free t-shirt with that. We'll have additional t-shirts for sale, as always, that day. You know, you run the run, you come back, you throw your card into the drawing tub, and we draw a person out for the half a hog. I think the run, what is it, 150, yeah. 45, 50 miles again this year. We try to keep it about the same. We try to get everybody involved. You know, this isn't just for policemen, just for firemen, for EMS, or anything like that. We don't care what you bring. You can bring your car, you can bring your minivan, you can bring a mule. We don't care. And we just want to get more people involved. And, you know, and if you have a prior commitment that day, you know, you can't do the run, come up to the auction, have a sandwich. The more people we get involved to remember these three guys, the better we like it.
And finally, Todd, can you tell us about where all your proceeds go to? Because after all, it is kind of a fundraiser.
Right. Our proceeds go to scholarships for graduating seniors that want to go into the field of first responders, like, say, criminal justice or fire science, EMS, things of that nature. Currently, we're just in the South Central Calhoun School District, but I think the way this is growing, we're probably going to have to start branching out to other school districts in our area just because it's just grown that much every year.
And that's our guest for today's Community State Bank and Payton. Let's Talk Green County program here with Mike Roller and Todd Richardson, who are a part of the Hometown Heroes Memorial Ride that's taking place on June 16th. Community State Bank and Payton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.